Blog Talk Radio.
Pick up a chair, sit your ass down, and relax. You are now listening to Life and Shit Radio.
Talk to me.
A man would be a fool to ever try and write a drama and make you believe it. This one will be relived forever.
And his pass is broken up by Tatum.
17, 16, 15.
They have to go deep into the end zone.
We better put some people in the end zone. Here it is. The season's on the line. Two receivers left and right. Takes the snap. He steps up. He's all by himself. Fires into the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! No! No!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Patriots and Eagles, welcome to a sports-filled, oh my God, Brady's back again, episode of Life and Shit Radio. My name is Nas, I'm a Libra. I'm also a Patriots fan because Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. We have a plethora of guests that will be on today. First of all, big ups to all of our fans and listeners that are coming in from Football Fan Rush Radio. And I think I'm officially out, guys. I'm officially out of words. I'm overwhelmed right now with love for Brady.
Well, I'm Brady. Sad. Yeah, that's a sad thing to hear, Nas. You know why?
Love for Brady.
I'm going with the Eagles.
What?
I think that they're going to...
Yeah, you heard me. Aww. I'm going with the Eagles.
The underdog will win.
Aww.
And I go by the black
so
Pavarotti. Pavarotti. You say, what's a Pavarotti anyway?
I was conceived on an opera stage. My parents, let's just say that they got real, real, real. So real. Freaky.
And they go that Super Bowl site.
At the opera house. It was a crazy thing. In 1970-something, a star was born. And here I am.
And there he is. And I'm Danny's window. I am Danny. I am the lover of all. I am the hippie. I am the peacekeeper. And all just a genuine just article of a goddess. You gotta love me. Yes. And I'm not going for either one of the teams. I just want to see what's going to happen.
I just want to say, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Brady's going to happen. Brady always happens.
Okay, I'm sure you're okay that you believe that, but I'm going to be the one that's going to decipher everything at the end. I'm not going for the Eagles. I'm not going for the Patriots. I just want to see what's going to happen.
Why are you together Tom Brady? Together we form like Voltron, Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real, the phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation. It's 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 if you want to join into the conversation. This is Super Bowl 52. Who you going with? Eagles all day. Eagles all day. And on the show, we're just going to talk football today. I think Cass has joined us, as well as M. Terrell have joined us from Football Fan Rush. Ladies and gentlemen, Football Fan Rush. The crew.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
What's crack lacking?
We're here celebrating Tom Brady Day.
Again. We're here again later celebrating Tom Brady Day again. Last year we called our show with a happy Tom Brady Day. And look what happened.
See?
Still a lot of bitter Falcons fans. He did. He called. That was the first. I was just greeting as he came onto the air. Happy Tom Brady Day. Everybody doubted him. They thought the Falcons were going to pull it off. And what happened? I can never doubt. The two quarterbacks that I will never doubt. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. I can't do it. I can't do it. I know the defense for Philly is nasty. They outplayed my squad. I don't know what happened to my squad. Whatever. That's the whole show.
Yeah, their defense
but,
is on point.
Yeah, the defense is on point. But the Patriots get a fold, it's going to look like, you know, a massacre.
I'm just not trying to hear that. I'm not trying to hear that.
I get what you're not trying to hear.
Nick Foles is a veteran. He's been there, even though he is a backup.
You don't have to tell me. My squad got two backup quarterbacks, and we didn't got this far in two seasons.
Ain't it weird how that works out though? Because Tom Brady was a backup. Like, I mean, so that is a little weird. Drew Bledsoe got hurt, and Brady came in, and the rest is history. So that's kind of weird.
So yeah, it is. It's like a for real backup role, but I don't know. What I like about Bill Belichick, besides the fact that he doesn't have any facial expressions at all, like none,
like stone face.
Right, like you never know what's going on. You don't know if he's mad. You don't know if he liked that play. You just don't know. What I like about him, and even when I was super young, before the original Cleveland Browns became the Baltimore Ravens,
Ooh.
And then they went and got the Browns back. Yes, the original Cleveland Browns, the Belichick coach, became the Baltimore Ravens. So they had to go get them some more Browns. Yeah. Oh, football history. Belichick was the coach, and Belichick was doing some amazing things, even when they went to Baltimore, but Baltimore wanted to have a different type of control, a different type of coaching style, a different type of playing style, so they let him go. And he took everything that he was building for the Browns, and he took it right over to the Patriots, and it's been even the years that they didn't get to the Super Bowl, you just have to look at that season and just be like, what the hell, man? Like, so he just has a way of bringing out the best in the chemistry of the teams and the players that he's working with. He really capitalizes on knowing what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and pushing them. They just have this unstoppable mentality, and he keeps it continuous. I've seen it with teams over the last few years. I saw when Seattle finally got a little bit of that energy. We saw when Denver made the comeback, like, no, we've taken the Super Bowl this year. Hell, the Falcons thought they had it until the fourth quarter last year.
Right.
They was like, they forgot all
everybody
about it.
Everybody went home. Everybody thought it was all over.
They totally forgot it. But the Patriots are one of the few teams being a former athlete, I was always told the game is not over until the game clock has all zeros on it. The Patriots play until that last. So if that last second is in overtime, the Patriots never take off their game face. Even when they're losing, they don't have the breakdown
right.
that a lot of teams do. And I think that's a bad thing with my favorite squad. Like, when you get my favorite squad out of when their momentum is shot, they're very confused. And they have a coach that's like, why are y'all confused? Let's get back in the game. But they have a hard time with that. So if they overcome that this offseason, once again, there'll be something to be reckoned with. But
yeah.
the Patriots never mentally get out of the game until the game is really over.
You know, what's that weird about them is after the season is over with, it's like, and they go into the draft, some kind of way the Patriots always end up picking up somebody that was stellar from college, and it's kind of like, damn, y'all ain't done yet. Like, you just won the Super
Bowl. But no, but they don't, they don't. Well, look at, but think about this. They don't always do that. But when you think about the trades that they make, like if a team needed a Gronk type player, they're gonna give up some high draft picks to get a Gronk. If that's the type of vet that they
yeah.
need on their squad, and the Patriots, like if the Patriots as a machine. As a corporate machine from the head coach all the way up, make amazing decisions. I hope some Chicago Bears fans listen to this because I don't know what the hell y'all doing in the front office, but it does not work. It does not work.
Got him. Got him.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the Lions are acquiring quite a bit of the Patriots staff. And Swagger, along with Matt Patricia
oh, yes.
next season. So
that yeah, that's not bad.
Mm.
I mean, that's
a little dangerous.
I think that's I think it's needed. I think it's needed. And
yeah,
if you're just listening
too.
In, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. You can also hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. If you want to make any requests or you have any comments, you can hit us on that email. Where else can they find us, Danny?
They can also find us on Twitter and on Instagram. We are now on the gram at lifeandshit.
Hey.
That is LIFEANDSHYT. Check us out.
You guys can also find us on Facebook, and the page there is Life and Shit, SHYT Radio. I'll more than likely be going live on there once Tom Brady holds up the Super Bowl championship trophy. Undoubtedly.
I hear you.
Yes, as he celebrates with his food of choice. Yes.
His special pixie.
My special little pixie stick. Yep. Delicious.
Yes. He's got the medicated pixie stick.
Oh, you should have made them blue and white and red, you know.
Somebody brought us them. They keep bringing me these new and wonderful items every fucking day. It's like, wow, look, we got pixie sticks and Cheetos. My life is amazing. My life is fucking amazing.
New and wonderful items.
Yeah, every day. It's
yes.
a new wonderful item.
So cute.
This is funny. This is hilarious to me. I swear to God, I'm going to enjoy all of this.
Yeah.
Danny,
first
did you
all,
pick, did
so
you
and,
pick the Super Bowl winner? Did Danny pick the Super Bowl winner?
I have not, no. This is what I have chosen to do.
Okay.
I'm going to play
yeah.
I'm going to play Switzerland.
What?
I'm
no,
gonna play
no,
Switzerland.
No. No, you're either in or you're out. No.
Yep, that's exactly what I
don't
want
to say that. Grown two adults can't play. That's like a no, you're in or you're out.
Well, what I wanted
I'm
to
out.
Do was because
I got
BP won the Eagles and I got Nas won the Patriots.
Hey.
I just wanted to see what the fallout was going to be and just kind of enjoy the entertainment.
No. Oh, okay, you just here for the show. This is just the show. So I can tell
no.
you that.
I
want to
see the puppy dog.
No.
I want to see the puppy
no.
dog.
No. No. No.
Oh.
No. Hell no. No.
No. I refuse. No. No.
You know that's awesome. Well, everybody here in Minneapolis has reluctantly become Patriots fans. So you like it a little.
What?
I just feel, are you serious?
You said reluctantly. I just gotta like you because I don't have no choice.
There is no way in hell you gonna have Minnesotans that ain't from Philly this week liking any goddamn thing about Philly. We don't even like they got to run on our field. In fact, I will send you guys the sign. There is a wonderful restaurant that I love to eat at when I'm here. And they actually, you know, put up in their window, you know, all Philadelphia Eagles fans, stop by and get your free beer and have a drone at you. Yeah, it's been...
What?
Wow.
Well, when Vikings fans...
They want you to buy a beer so that you can have a drone at your
house? Really? It said free beer. Well, when Vikings fans went to the Philadelphia game when they played them, they were actually throwing frozen beers at Vikings fans.
Oh, wow.
Even Kevin Hart did a show, and of course, being from Philly, he didn't even apologize. He was like, yo, we still learning in Philly, but that wasn't right. He was like, because every time I come to Minneapolis, I've never been treated disrespectfully. Like,
oh, hell
no. Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not gonna lie.
You know,
when it comes to food, Philly is beating the fuck out of New England. New England has the best clam chowder ever, but that's kind of where it ends. Those cheesesteaks, oh my God. Oh my fucking God. Those cheesesteaks, man, are like.
So, you guys that eat meat, go get your cheesesteak. I won't be going
listen,
to get one, but you guys.
It's a cheesesteak place on Erie. If anybody ever goes to Philly, listen, it's on Erie. I can't think of the name of the burger, but I'm on the college.
I was like, I could have stayed in the staff for this shit in the project. Like, what the fuck is happening? So, you know. Been in North Philly.
She said, I'm just saying.
So, I did do my, you know, the Mall of America, most of the restaurants, stayed up until 4. First off, I know this is like a second home. I don't live here anymore. I won't be living here anymore again. And I did find out that my hometown, my second home, cannot handle a 4 a.m. liquor license, unfortunately. So they probably will never get that shit again. But a lot of places in the mall closed at midnight. Yeah. The mall closed at midnight. And a lot of restaurants, though, stayed open at 4 a.m. Cool restaurants. But the Eagles went and ate at a restaurant, one of my favorite restaurants. And I still ate there, and there were still Patriots fans. And so when half of the team... I was walking down the hallway when half of the team was leaving out the restaurant. I went to a store to come back to the restaurant to meet my friends. And so I do have slight beef with one of the players. It's a cute beef. It's not real beef. We're not really fighting. But, like, they were walking down the hallway, and, like, me and several other Vikings fans were, like, watching them. And they were, like, thick. Like, they was walking in slow motion, and they got right up on us. And, like, me and four of the Vikings fans were like, woo, go Patriots! Yeah!
I don't care.
Well, you know, you didn't have to throw no beer at my people. Y'all could have just pointed and laughed and let us go home. But see, y'all want to scrap for real. I was just going to see who was going to jump. I'm from Chicago. I'm not from here. So,
you said just in case you didn't know.
So reluctantly, so many Minnesotans are Patriots fans this weekend. Literally reluctantly, like it's so funny. Like Minnesota fans are so dedicated. Like they got like they're walking around in Vikings gear with like a Patriots wristband. Like go Patriots! Like it's so fake. It's so funny.
It's so funny.
But because they just will not buy into another team no matter what. But they're trying, and so I give my fellow fans credit.
So, and if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. Super Bowl 52 is upon us. Who you going with? Phone number to call is 323- 323-423-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number. If you want to join into the conversation, you can do it there. Lifeandshit@gmail.com.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Hey, listen, guys. Before we go any further, I just want to let you guys know, I love us for real.
Damn it! You beat me to it. You beat me to it. I'm jealous. You got me. I was looking for that opportunity to do it.
So all you life and shit people know, and all of our football friends people know, in order to make something good again, if you done pissed somebody off, or you done said something that was just out the side of your neck, or you just wrong, the way for you to get out of it now is for you to just say, I love us. For real.
That's it. That is it. Man, that
make sure you put the pause in there. You gotta put that pause in there.
Exactly. You just teed that one all the way up. I'm just
for
saying,
real.
You teed that one, like, that was a thing of beauty.
I mean, you know, see? What we do on Life and Shit Radio.
It is. So I want to talk to M. Terrell. I haven't heard from M. Terrell. He sounds like he's like in the background. I need for him to come forth. Can we talk to M. Terrell for just a moment, please?
I'm here, man. I'm just sitting here eating some fries. I'm sorry.
He said, I'm getting my grub on right now, bro. Give me a minute.
Is that part of Super Bowl? You're supposed to watch football and eat. That's what you're supposed to do.
It's a combination.
So I'm sure Nas got his lemon pepper chicken.
I have something. I'm not going to say it's lemon pepper chicken. But
okay, well, I'm sure that lemon pepper chicken will show up eventually.
Okay.
He said, I have something.
We're going to let that go.
L-I-G that one.
Right. So, all of us want to eat. What are you eating there, BC? What are you eating today for the Super Bowl?
Not quite sure yet, but right now I'm eating some almonds, cashews, and cranberries. And I have my 16.9 fluid ounces. Yeah, I got some little blueberry, almond, canola. I don't know, I'm just munching, and then I got my water, so there we go. And a couple shots.
All right.
Okay.
So far.
We got to do this. Wait. Okay, so there's two things that don't exist. Wherever Minneapolis is, I don't know where that is. It's not here
what?
In Minnesota. So yeah.
Minneapolis?
Who came here would like to thank Minneapolis. We don't know where that is. And these are just
Minneapolis?
Danny.
Minneapolis.
Danny.
Yes, Minneapolis. It's next to Lake Minnetonka.
Hold on, what did you say?
It's next to Lake Minnetonka. I purify myself there every year.
Well, if you go in there, you have to kiss a fish. So I don't think you just you kissed a lot of fish. Maybe you had in life. I don't know. But
are you saying that he's a fish kisser?
He's a fish kisser.
He's kissing fishes.
No, he said so. Okay,
yeah.
What's the other one?
And there is no such protein as quinoa. I can't even
what?
Be here for that. It's pronounced
okay.
quinoa.
No, hold on. I'm gonna tell you. No, I might have read it wrong, but it's blueberry, almond, and quinoa.
It's not quinoa.
Okay, quinoa.
It's quinoa.
I did the ghetto version of it. Quinoa.
Yes, sure
okay, quinoa. Quinoa.
Right.
Okay, I got it. Quinoa.
Quinoa. Quinoa is probably a girl that came here from North Philly to cheer
quinoa.
On the Eagles.
Okay.
That's quinoa.
You know what?
That's quinoa.
I appreciate you informing me on that. So, and with that, that was a good segue to. She's like, please, just stop. But that was a good segue to give some shout-outs, man, just real quick. Because we know y'all check for us on a regular, and we really appreciate you guys checking for us. Shout-out to our listeners out there in Turkey. Selam.
Oh,
out there in Russia.
Here you go.
Shout-out to our listeners out there in Russia. Privé. Indonesia. Hello. And India. Namaste. Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong.
We picked up another
that's all.
Listener too. Shout out to the hood. We just picked him up. What up my niggas?
What up though?
Oh my god, I cannot.
So what else is going on? What other news is going on in the NFL that, you know, people are like, whoa, didn't know that was going to happen? What about that trade that the Kansas City Chiefs made? What do you think about that?
Is that official? You come up with a quarterback?
I think as often as long as Kirk Cousins doesn't find his way to the Vikings, he happens to be on the top of his list. You can go on right on over there and take Alex Smith's place and make the world a happier place. Please don't come here. And thank you.
No. listen, this is the news I've been waiting for, and it's not even NFL related. The XFL is coming back. I love
2020.
The XFL.
2020.
He hate me too were two of my favorite players in the history of all sports just because of the names on their jersey. They sucked, but the names were priceless. He hate me, and
wow.
He hate me too.
2020, it'll be back. And then also in other NFL news, so there's a little bit of an uproar in Minnesota for a couple of things. Of course, nationally, there are people who are refusing to watch the halftime show because of the Janet situation over a decade ago.
Oh,
is her nipple coming
back?
Yeah.
Please tell me her nipple's coming
back. I know a lot of people who are not happy at all that Justin is doing the Super Bowl halftime, and they have done the whole Time's Up thing with him too, because they're not happy with the way that he was played versus the way Janet was played in the whole thing. Like, he was completely innocent.
Well, basically what it was.
You know what, before we get too deep into this, I think we need to take a small pause for the calls.
Nephew, you got perfect time. About to start a little puff giving this motherfucker. You down?
Carry on.
Janet Jackson, they were both asked to apologize to the network. Janet's thing was, I'm not apologizing. I didn't do anything wrong. Like, it was supposed to be a move, not a grab. Like, it was never supposed to touch her. So she was always just like, I don't have any reason to apologize. Justin apologized, and so the network showed him favor.
Listen, this is the thing that's really been. This is what's been telling me about this whole thing. We saw one nipple. I want to see the other one. I want to see if there's a difference. Because
I don't know, it's over a decade later. It's over a decade later. Like, shit happens to us women. It's probably a difference now.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Oh, God. Help us all.
I don't think it would have been. Somebody made a comment about that on a show years ago. They didn't even think it would be a big deal. Like, if it had been, like, a different race, like, I guess, performer. They said that they made the whole big shindig because it was a black woman. And I don't know how many guys. I don't know how many people listen to the show have seen a black nipple. Black nipples are awesome.
So, for example, the actress, who's really a C-level actress, and forgive me for saying this, But Tara Reid had a horrible nipple slip on the red carpet, and she was still in 50 other bad movies. Like, nobody saw her. I don't apologize. She was a horrible, like, she was walking the red carpet, boob titty out. She
her
didn't
whole
even know.
Her whole boob just straight up out.
Her whole boob was out.
Around her shoulder. Her boob is just hanging
yeah.
out. Like, hi, how are you?
And she's just taking pictures. And, like, somebody had to, one of the photographers had to, like, stop taking pictures to run up to her to fix her. So whatever drug she was on, I might want to try that. Because there's no way. You should not know
hey,
your
say that. Thank you.
She was, like, totally not even in the square. She was, like, next to the square.
Man.
Totally off her square.
But, and they still giving her work to this day. It ain't good
I have
work,
no problem.
It's still work.
I'm just saying.
I have no
I'm
problem
saying,
around
she got,
I just want to throw that out there.
She got to be in Sharknado. So, you know, she the shit. So on another note, since you guys wanted football but not, well, Super Bowl non-football related news, people are in uproar about Justin Timberlake celebrating his birthday at Prince's home. The reason they're in an uproar was Justin was definitely not one of Prince's favorite people, which is known.
Wow.
They gave him his whole birthday party there. Aside from doing that, they're also talking about having a hologram performance of Prince at the Super Bowl. Prince was totally against stuff like that. He did not.
Oh,
he was
wow.
like, I'm alive.
Nah, not at all. Right.
Yeah, he was like, I don't do that. That's what creepy. If I die, just let me be dead. And they're still going against his wishes. So in the words of one of my very close friends, who is an amazing Vikings fan, she also has a sports show, Gabs Unchained, it's hilarious. She personally said if this was ever a time for a person's ghost to come back and slap the hell out of everybody, this would be the perfect time. I kind of have to agree.
Yeah.
But you know, this is also something that you, I mean, I feel everybody thought Prince was weird, like, as it relates to religion. I was a seventh or a noble knocking on doors. But the
he
thing
was
about
Jehovah's
it is, this,
witness.
Yeah, but this also comes down to personal responsibility. Because if you know you're that big of a star, I mean, there are certain things you just have in your will that you don't want people to do, like stupid shit like that.
You
would
be
want
the first person to find his will, though. Remember, that supposedly doesn't exist.
Right, and see, that's something else. And let me, Prince had a bunch of money, and you know his catalog of music that he had in the closet was in a vault was ridiculous. So
it
you,
was ridiculous,
have, I mean,
yeah.
you kind of
oh,
have
know,
to like,
you, will.
Yeah, you can't have like some secret document or whatever. Like this has to be public information, so you don't end up with Justin Timberlake doing a Running Man with you on stage.
But
like,
no,
I mean, you
no, he said this publicly. This is not a secret. These aren't secrets. Like where. No, these were public statements out of Prince's mouth when he was alive. They weren't secrets. It's kind of like
no,
if
there's
your mom,
no, you can't. There's no questions that he's already stated it. Period.
Exactly.
But if it's not on paper,
that.
It don't matter. Yeah. Once you're posthumous, it's kind of over with.
No, it does matter. So that's like a family member, like your mom. If your mom didn't like kitty cats and, you know, you had her ashes and stuff, would you let, like, you know, and I didn't mean to kill your mother or nothing, but would you, like, let
right.
stick the kitty, the urn
okay.
in a bunch of kitty cats at night?
You
like,
might be
you
the
know,
wrong
like
person to ask
cats.
This question anyway.
You know, I think
it's
I think
a,
this is
it's
the perfect
a matter
time.
Of, it's a matter of respect, and there's a lack of respect, but you're going to make money off of it. Even the cost of what it to go to Paisley Park now is like seven little children or something.
Damn.
So it's been a little rough, but just on a respect level. Now here's another thing: there are certain other artists and sports figures that didn't have certain things in their will, and how dare don't you ever say something bad about them? How dare you? And it was just nothing but a statement. There are still things that you still can't do. Like Johnny Unitas. Why are we still talking about Johnny Unitas? Was I, like, even born? Like, I don't...
And people, Johnny United. It's like, what? What? Like, really? We're still talking about Johnny United? It's like, from when my mom was little? Like, really? Yes, don't do a million things, because this is how Johnny United would have done it. But then when Prince says, I don't like collagens, that's like not cool, I would never want to be. He didn't like it because of what they did to the Whitney Houston concert. Do you guys remember that? When they were working on trying to make Whitney Houston a hologram concert, he was like, oh, no, that new. He was like, just show one of my old concerts or a movie marathon. Don't do that. And what did the first thing they do is that. So it is a little disrespectful. Right. They don't care. They're going to. But, you know, go step on Johnny United's tomb, and then it's going to be like 7 fighter jets show up. So that's like crazy. So,
and if you're just listening, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. You can also hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshyt @gmail.com. Where else can they find us, Danny?
They can also find us on Twitter and on Instagram. We are now on the gram. Hit us up at Life and Shit. That's LifeAndShyt.
You guys can also find us on Facebook. We have a wonderful page that completely supports Tom Brady, by the way. Life and Shit.
SHYT.
Okay,
I'm
going to have 6 people on the Facebook. You're going to have 7
right,
people.
And I will come here. I will come in at this moment and say any of the opinions of Nas is not necessarily the opinions of the rest of the hosts or any other affiliates of Life and Shit Radio.
And on that note, I think we really need to just take a small pause for the call. So listen to this. Okay, I'm sorry. That was the wrong one.
Come on, baby. Listen, let it go. My name is Bishop Bullwinkle. I got your first church, nothing but the truth. What you say? Deacon Kyle, Deacon George, Deacon Clay. Open up the door and turn them loose. Come on. First, I want to thank God for the blood running warm. I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, a lot in pain. Come on! I ain't gonna preach too long. I ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon this morning, hell to the no, no, no. Come on, come on. Hell no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no, to the no, no, no. Listen.
This is Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. Phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number to call if you want to join into the conversation. We're talking Super Bowl 52, all things sports related. Special guest on the line with us today is our family from Football Fan Rush, Cass and Terrell.
What up, people?
Hey.
Yeah.
There he is. Uh-oh.
Is that Terrell? Do we finally have the man, the myth, the legend?
Right.
Yes,
before you go on, I got something for you. This is for you, M. Terrell. Before you speak, I got something for you. This is dedicated to you right here. As soon as I can find it. You know what? I just want to make this disclaimer right now. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Stay away from the kids.
When I go to war, you know damn well my goons are with me. Who got my back? Who got my back? Who got my back?
In a tank or something. Come closer to the microphone, sir.
How is that? Is that better?
A little bit.
This should help out a lot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like I was saying, man. Y'all so fun. I definitely appreciate that introduction. If you don't know, my name is El Terrell. I am the other half of Football Fan Rush. And I have a background in football. I started playing football in the fifth grade and on through college and finished up at UNLV out here in Vegas, Go Rebels, who are just about to start. They just broke ground on a $10 million brand new stadium, which I cannot wait to go check out. This is hoping, you know, is moving them towards being a force in the football, and they can get up there and start winning some big stuff. But anyway, on today's game, I don't really have a particular favorite I'm rooting for. I kind of just for fun, enter this office pool. So as long as by the end of the first, the second, the third, the fourth quarter, the Patriots got three in their point spread somewhere. And I take that back. As long as Philly got three and the Patriots got one by the end of the day, I don't really care. That's $500 in my pocket. So I'm just, you know, I'm along for the ride this year.
Yeah, let me get that.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
You know, so. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I know a lot of Philly people and Philly fans that are friends of mine who are definitely rooting for the Eagles.
This is the time for them to do it if they're going to make it happen. This is the time for them to do it.
Hey, man, you know how it is. You get one shot at it. Unfortunately, the Patriots have had a few times.
So let's just see what happens with that. You know, you know, if you know how it is, on any given Sunday, any sport, no matter what it is, it comes down to what the score is when the clock hits zero at the end of the game. So, you know, today is really going to be a test about, you know, whether or not, you know, who's got the best, who's got the longest resolve, who's going to hold out the longest, who wants the best. You know, yeah, everybody knows that, you know, Brady's ready and he's going to be time as usual. So the true test is going to be on Nick Foles on what he can do with the offense, you know, on their side. And if the defense comes to play, it might be a long day for Tom Brady. We don't know. You know, we saw him come back in the playoffs, and we really shouldn't be able to come back at all, but that's we know how the NFL likes to do their stuff. So it's all good. We're nobody tripping. We just like to see more than just one team every year.
How about that?
Well, you know what?
You know, give everybody a fair shot.
More than one team got to learn how to come from behind, though.
That's the truth.
True.
That's the truth.
Facts. Be facts.
You know, so all you, especially you Bears, you know, man, come on, dog.
Oh,
I just,
my God.
I'm still out of loop on football for this season. I don't even know what the Bears' final record was.
It was like.
And if it was anything. If it was anything indicative of last year, I probably didn't miss nothing.
That's worse.
You know, that's
wow.
That's a bad part.
Worse thing.
That's the bad part is that I didn't miss nothing.
Didn't
miss not a thing. So you know,
you
I don't know.
What the, John Fox.
I mean,
you missed that.
Well, you know, I mean that was we do that with Cummins eventually because of the last couple of years. It wasn't his fault. We both know it wasn't his fault. Everybody in football know it was John Fox's fault. But that front office, man, I don't know how y'all like to spend y'all money. Maybe y'all like to spend y'all money. I don't know. I thought the whole purpose to be in the league was to win championships. We won one since 85.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I'm at a loss for words when it comes to absurdities like that and press office decisions that leave you in a worse position. You know, you trade players, and we've always said, Cass, when a player leaves Chicago, he ends up having a better career somewhere else.
Philly, who we got? Right.
You know what I'm saying? He leave in one and come, what, 2 years
him.
Later, he in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he in the Super Bowl. They ain't want to keep him. They was like, we went got some better people. And, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sure you did.
They still got Kevin Wilder, bitch. They finally let him go. I don't know. I'm just asking.
I wish they would let him go. Like, I don't know what they waiting on. It's like he knows some secrets about somebody's grandkids or something. I don't know what it is.
Has he played? Did he even play this year?
Yep.
Y'all, see, I'm playing catch up because I don't know. I'm being so for real with y'all. I don't know.
He played and got hurt.
I don't understand Chicago front, you know, front office at all. I definitely respect the Lions front. You know, after the I forget her name. So yeah, when
Martha,
you said you tapped
Martha Ford, baby.
When
Martha,
Martha
Ford,
came out with the glad, with the gloves on a couple of years, it was like, I'm tired of this shit.
Yep.
Right.
You
know,
but,
you started seeing some subtle changes being made in Detroit.
Subtle? She made no subtle changes. She was like, you're fired. She was an ending like that. Princess, you're fired. You're fired, too. I don't even know you.
You're fired. You are out of here.
She's
gone.
Home, though.
I mean, I think it's a good fit. You know, we'll see. You know, only time will definitely tell. But I mean, it's making a positive step in the right direction, is what I would say. I mean, and as far as like the game is coming on tonight, you know, against the Patriots and the Eagles, I'm thinking more along the lines of the casual fan, because a lot of times the casual fan is what makes numbers, and the casual fan. They may not have a horse in the race. Maybe their team didn't, their team didn't make it. So they don't have a horse in the race. They're just like, whatever, I just want to see a good game. I think they just want to see, you know, an underdog win because the Patriots,
I mean, you have to respect greatness. You do definitely have to do that. You have to respect greatness, and that's what the Patriots are. But at the same time, you know, as a fan, you want to be able to see some competition. So you want to see the big dog being at least knocked off the totem pole once.
They've been knocked off the totem pole in the last 5 years.
They have.
Yeah.
They have, but they've, I mean, but they've also also had more wins than losses. And it's
well,
like every year you're just expecting that they're going to make it.
Game up. Like, they got to step their game up. I think I just want to see Bill Belichick go out on top. I don't even know what that was, how much.
You know, the one thing about Belichick is that he seems to have a system that anybody can fit in. If you're a marginally talented player, for some reason you can get in his system and just do very, very well. You know,
yeah.
if you're an exceptionally talented, you're just gonna be more exceptional. His scheme fits a lot of different, you know, different types of skill sets, and I think that's what a lot of other teams fall short on. You know, having schemes that actually fit the players you need, rather than saying, okay, well, we got this, let's just throw this together and see if it works. And if it ain't working, then you know, they can't really figure out how to put everybody and work everybody into it. I experienced that in college. You know, the first coach I worked for, or played for.
Hey,
it felt like work.
It's a job.
You know, it was work. Don't get it twisted. Being on scholarship is work, people. Don't think that just because you got a full ride somewhere that you don't have any responsibilities. Yeah, your every responsibility and time is theirs. All of it. Even when you sleep. But looking from the fact of, you know, just how, you know, he's been able to do that, you know, with all of his people, and a lot of teams, other teams haven't been able to really make that work. And I, you know, it's, maybe it speaks to him as a person. Maybe he's the player whisperer. I don't know what you want to call him. But shoot, with the record that he has, you really can't fight. You know, it's undeniable that he knows what he's doing. You know, beyond to the degree to a lot of his opponents.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. He's like the football squad whisperer.
Man, it's like one of those things where you wish you were a player that happened to be, you know, come along in the era where you can get on his team just to get that boost. You know, but look at Randy Moss. He was already great, but when he got on them, it was like, what the heck?
Speaking of which, hey, M. Terrell.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame list. I was excited.
No, I did not see the Hall of Fame list.
Y'all got to let me read it off. Y'all got to let me read
Go
the Hall of Fame list.
Go for it.
Oh, my. So, of course, Ray Lewis made it. And if you guys haven't had a chance, if you follow NFL on Twitter, to see how the NFL did this, how they actually showed up at their hotel rooms, like, it was so... See, these football players cried. It was really, really emotional how they did it this year. So they didn't make the announcement the way they normally do. So they caught everyone off guard. But congratulations to Ray Lewis of the Baltimore Ravens. Hooray.
Hey,
so he's going to just hop his way across the stage, Omega Psi Phi himself. But congrats to him. Congrats to my bad boy. This was my favorite bad boy, being a Vikings fan and I. Congrats to Randy Moss on his first try, though. Made it. He couldn't even believe it. But all, like he said, all he's done, the good and the bad, he just knew that they weren't going to take him on his first try, but congrats to him. Now, I got to stand up for this one because this has been a couple tries, and everyone last year was like, dude, he should have got it. Well, this year, we want to congratulate Teal because Terrell Owens has made it. He will be getting a gold jacket. Chicago.
He's wherever you are, you can stop whining, bitching, moaning. They gave it to you, dog.
He got it. He did get it. If you are a Bears fan or a lover of violent, hard-hitting defense, or just hair rejuvenation, Give it up for Brian Urlacher. First try in there. Congrats. This one I loved as well. 16 years on the field. I've always admired him. This is also big considering the Eagles were are in the Super Bowl. But Brian Dawkins, congratulations to you.
Hey.
Then we got a couple. Yeah, Brian Dawkins is in there getting a gold jacket and
nice.
A plus. Robert Brazil, who I remembered him when I was little. He was like one of the best tacklers. It was a he was a favorite of my dad because my dad went to Jackson State, so he made it. And Mr. Jerry Kramer, I mean, they put him in 45 years. Like, he ain't played in 45 years. He probably don't really
right.
know what's happening, but he was with the Green Bay Packers that entire time. Made some amazing plays when I got to go back and watch the film. So I am happy for these gentlemen. And our final Hall of Famer, somebody who he's had a great history. He's turned a lot of things around and made the NFL more of a sport, and the management roles and the scouting roles. I mean, from Kansas City to the Atlanta Falcons, what he did in Miami when he opened Miami up for people to buy stock and stake into the Dolphins to make it more of a fan team. And this gentleman, his name is Bobby Bethard. He's awesome because he actually was starting a movement that the NFL eventually adopted of bringing great players, creating an amazing environment, and giving football back to the fans and cutting a lot of it from being so corporate. So there you are.
Awesome.
Those are your gentlemen getting a buff.
Hey. And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong. Continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call in, we kind of wrapping the show up somewhat. Got about 5-6 minutes left on the show, but if you want to call in, you can. 323-443-7217. Google us at lifeandshit@gmail.com. email us at lifeandshit@gmail.com. If you have any comments, concerns, questions, you can do that. Where else can they find us, Danny?
They can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at lifeandshit. That is LIFEANBSHYT. Check us out. We are now officially on the gram. Where else can they find us, Nas?
Nas has ever so slightly slid off the grid. I think it was probably like 20 minutes ago.
Goodness. That means that the Pixie Six have taken over. We have to give them up. We have lost them to the Pixies.
Is he coming back?
Probably not. I would say no. No bueno.
We got to give them to the ghost. We got to give them to the Pixie Ghost. It's okay. We can let him go. We can let him have his fun. We can let him be lit. Welcome to the family now, so, Nas. You are official.
Right. Oh man, so it's been definitely a crazy show. We appreciate everybody listening in and checking for us. We got a couple minutes left. So, Tab.
Yeah.
First, I want to ask you a question. Are you like Caribbean or something? Because I hear like a little accent going on there. where are you from?
I have
Jamaican
I'm from
or
Chicago,
what is it?
Like the whore. No, I have a Puerto Rican
accent.
Family.
Ah, there it is. Because I was listening, I was like, okay. All right. Anyway, you got any shout outs?
So many people here.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can definitely hear it. But you got any shout outs?
I definitely do. Like, I definitely miss having my brethren, both M. Terrell and our original brethren, Mr. Bernard Mayfield. The run that we had on Football Fan Rush was amazing. It was so much fun. This show is making me miss it. But we'll see if it makes a comeback. But this is, I had so much fun with that, doing that. I also have a, I miss them so much. I also have sort of a very sad shout out. This is to the friends, fans, and family members of Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson. I woke up to the news that he was killed in a car accident last night at the young age of 26, and it's very heartbreaking.
Whoa.
Was an awesome person. I've met him several times when he was in the draft, just everything. So he had big plans to watch the Super Bowl and do all this stuff in Indiana with the fans, and that's beyond heartbreaking. But aside from that, I'm going to go chill with my Minnesota fans so that we can go ahead and, I don't know, what are they streaming today? Go Patriots? I don't really care what ends up. All I know is if it's some dancing rambunctious Eagles fans and you hear stuff about a lot of beers being thrown, just be like, oh, okay. This time they won't be the ones throwing them out. They're an arsic. How bad it. But congrats to both teams, the Eagles and the Patriots, on making it to the Super Bowl. And I hope it's a wonderful, fun, enjoyable Super Bowl. And maybe it'll be a really good halftime show as well.
We shall see.
Damn.
Right. All right. And Terrell, you have any?
Shout out, of course, to my girl Cash, Bernard, our third host, who's not on today. Shout out to Life and Shit for having us on this special show. I was gonna say occasion, but it's just a show. Kind of really, Super Bowl is not really a special occasion, but
well, when we all get together, it is always an occasion.
Yeah, it's
a special occasion. It's a special occasion, definitely, because we're gonna do it again and again and again.
Yes.
Do it again.
Indeed.
And again.
So, shout out to my kids, my oldest to my youngest, my grandson. Anybody doing something different with their life that's making people's lives better. Shout out to you.
All right. And hey. I just want to give a shout out to the world and just say love to all.
That's it.
That's all?
That's all I got for today.
Wow. Okay. This is Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums, all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. Let me see. My shout outs. I just want to give a shout out to Football Fan Rush, Task, and MTRL. I really appreciate y'all coming in to the show. And we're going to do this again and again and again and again. So, you know, y'all know what it is. Family. For sure, for sure. Also want to give a shout out to, like Terrell said, shout out to those just making dreams happen and, you know, putting in the work and, you know, just doing what you need to do to have that happiness in your life. That's it. And shout out to Life and Shit fam as well. And Nas on Dust.
Yes, on his pixie dust. And on that note, we are going to cut out early. So thank you all for listening. We appreciate all of it. We will talk to you all next week.
And we are out of here.
Now that the show is over, we hope you had a great fucking time. Thank you for listening to Life and Shit Radio.